Hello, my name is Armando, and welcome to The Plant Nook. Oh my god, you guys! Sorry, I know that's not the normal intro, but oh my god, you guys! We're at 1 year. We are at the first full year of the Plant Nook podcast. That is so surreal to me. I have a whole script written out, and I don't even know. And you know, of course, in the background you can hear the cats. You know, it is what it is. It's real life, as Cola Be Talking from Black in the Garden would say. But it's been a whole year since I've started this show, this podcast. Did I ever think that I'd be doing a podcast in the first place? Not at all. I just knew that I wanted to do more with my plants. And, you know, I've tried everything. I think I mentioned this in the past. I've tried, you know, YouTube. I tried creating a video. That just didn't feel right. And then I started listening to podcasts. And then I was like, you know what? Let's do it. I'm going to do it. And then it just felt good. It felt right. As soon as I released my first episode, I knew that was it. This is how I was going to connect more with people about plants. And I'm so incredibly happy that I started this show. I've met such incredible people throughout my time so far. And have met what I would say many lifelong friends. I need to say a humongous, massive thank you to all of you who listen. All of you are the reason why I still do the show. I love every single one of you, and I just love you, Plant Fam. I really do. And like I said, I wouldn't be here if it weren't for any of you. And I really appreciate, you know, everyone reaching out, talking to me, participating in the Planty Cocktail Hour, you know, commenting, all that fun stuff. And you know, if it wasn't for anybody reaching out and stuff about the show, I probably would have stopped a while ago. But I am fully immersed into podcasting, and I definitely want to do more, and I definitely want to do better. And I am so eternally grateful to all of you that do listen. So before I start physically crying, let's talk about some planty updates that I have. There's a couple, you know. My Alocasia cuprea that I got from the Seattle plant store, all potted up. So far, so good. I don't see any signs of potential death, so I am very excited about that. My Anthurium clarinervium is growing another leaf, one, but Plant Daddy Podcast commented on my picture and said that the other thing is a flower. My Anthurium clarinervium is flowering. I wasn't expecting it to flower this fast. I was expecting, oh, maybe like a year or so down the line. Maybe once it gets, you know, a couple more new leaves. No. It's grown two leaves since I've gotten it. And it's growing, the flower is growing at the same time as my second leaf. It's insane. It's so weird to me. But I am so super excited to see the flower in full bloom. Maybe I'll collect some of the pollen and see if I can pollinate it itself. It's probably not going to be the best idea, but I'm going to give it a go. See, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. And then most recently, I purchased a new banana tree. I believe it's a Red Cavendish banana tree, but I'm not 100% sure. I also got a fuchsia, which is weird for me because I don't usually buy plants for their flowers, but come on, they were so beautiful. I really couldn't pass it up. And it just adds a little splash of color, you know, and it's an annual, so I probably won't be able to get it back once it fully dies off. But hey, sometimes you just gotta enjoy the beauty for now and then wait a little bit longer for you to get it again next time. So as you can see, I am incredibly excited. God. 1 year, guys. 1 year. And I decided to do a little little bit of a Q&A. I got a couple of questions for this week's episode as my anniversary episode. So from Harlem Planter Jeffrey on Instagram, what's a plant that you bought more than once? Probably Calathea. Definitely the White Fusion. I bought the White Fusion a couple of times because I'm like, damn it, I am going to make this work. I am sad to report that my second one died. If you recall from previous episodes, there was a stint of like a couple of weeks that I just like couldn't be bothered to water my plants, and a few of my plants did suffer, but a lot of my plants thrived, which was really insane to me. But my White Fusion, however, did not. I'm gonna try. Well, there's a possibility that it might. Yeah. I think there's a possibility that it might come back, so I might just chop it back again and see what happens. We'll see. This one seems to be a trooper. It died before, at least all the leaves died back. I cut it, and then it started growing again. So we'll see what happens. We'll see if it does that again, you know? Then I got a couple of questions from Robert Tovar Time on Instagram. Now that we're out here getting vaxxed, what opportunities are you hoping for TPN podcast? And which sort of leads into this other question was, all things considered, would you want to have a meetup for the podcast in the next year? So my opportunities for this podcast, one is to generally just get better, probably learn how to edit a little bit better, and, you know, just add more fun things. I would hope to eventually, you know, kind of do maybe a live podcast episode, which sort of leads into the meetup. That would be great, where I'll just pick a topic, and then if people want to come hang out and chat about it and get other people's perspective, I think that would be a lot of fun. Also, I would just love to meet up with a lot of you guys. You know, I've met a lot of you through this show, and I would love the chance to physically meet up, hang out, go to like a botanical garden, go plant shopping, all that fun stuff. So hopefully I kind of foresee that happening sometime down the line. I wish that I could have done that with the East Coast listeners, but if you are aware, I am eventually, by the end of this year, moving to Colorado for grad school. So at least my West Coast homies, my West Coast plant fam, we will get together, hopefully, especially as soon as people are getting vaccinated. We're kind of hopefully getting out of this pandemic, panorama, Panasonic, catch a drift. We'll see. But that's one thing I'm hoping for. And also to have just more guests. I really enjoy talking to you, all of you, on my own, but I also really enjoy getting other people's perspective on the show on multiple different subjects. So I'm hoping that my plans go through and that I can have a few more guests. I might do a little spoiler towards the end of this episode. We'll see. Growing With It, another planty podcast, asked, how did you get interested in plants? So, plants have been a huge part of my life, personally, in terms of my grandmother had a lot of houseplants and also grew a lot of ornamental plants in her yard. And then when I moved out of her house, with my mom, my sister, we moved into our own house. My mom wanted to have her own garden, but she was more focused on the edibles. For her, a plant is only as good as it tastes, if you will. She really only prefers to grow edible plants. Not to say she doesn't have any houseplants. She actually likes to rescue houseplants from her office that are about to die. So she will rescue them. And I have gotten a few of my plants because of that. But she does prefer more along the lines of growing edible things. Now, me and my journey, if you will, into this amazing plant parenthood, I initially wanted to be a vet. Okay, so if we're going to take it all the way back, I initially wanted to be a violin performer. I wanted to be a professional violinist. That didn't happen. So I decided to go for science, and I wanted to be a vet. Going into school changed my mind, switched to conservation biology, and initially focusing on birds, ornithology specifically, and specifically birds of prey. I really love owls. Owls are my favorite animal, and I wanted to be an ornithologist focusing on birds of prey and raptors. Something that you need to know about studying birds is that they don't sit still. And me at the time, I was incredibly lazy. I was a lazy student. And I was like, no, I don't want to do this anymore. They move too much. And I was like, you know what? Let me study some plants. I'm gonna study some plants. I was like, plants are cool. I've always loved plants. Well, let's get to studying them instead, because they sit still. But I really, really enjoy the human aspect of plants. I took a class called Plants and Culture, where I learned about the different cultural uses of plants, specifically here with the Native Americans, the Iroquois, the Haudenosaunee in particular. My professor is part of the Haudenosaunee, and so Dr. Robin Wall Kimmerer, if you've read her book, Braiding Sweetgrass, she also has a different book called Gathering Moss. If you enjoyed that book, just to let you know, the way that she writes is the way that she teaches. It's amazing. Absolutely fell in love with that class, and I really got interested in the cultural uses of plants and how people interact with plants. And that sort of, led me to wanting to have more plants. I tried growing like edible plants in college, but I didn't have enough light and I didn't know any better. But as I got a little older, moving into my own places and stuff like that, I wanted plants, but I was too nervous about my cats. And I thought I was going to be a goner with the plants, because I had one spider plant that both of my cats just destroyed. And that's when I learned that, oh, technically, those are hallucinogenic to cats, and that's why they eat them. They also love the fun, frilly plants with the tips that they can chew on and play with. But as soon as I got into this apartment that I'm in currently, and my door locked, I started like, you know what? Let's do it. I can start keeping plants now because my door is locked. I don't have to worry about my cats getting in and chewing up any potentially harmful plants. And so it kind of just blossomed into that. And that was in 2019, October of 2019, I think, is when I started really collecting house plants in particular. I've tried to grow outdoor plants, herbs and stuff like that. I was never as interested as I am with house plants. So yeah, around 2019 is when I officially started collecting, but my interest really peaked in college. And then now I am headed to Colorado to study agrivoltaics, particularly rooftop agrivoltaics, so doing green roofs with agricultural plants instead of just normal ornamental plants they would use for green roofs, integrated with solar panels. So I'm getting a lot of the plants and the human aspect to it, and I am so super excited. I don't now okay, now I don't get the official okay until sometime this late summer, because I'm planning on starting school in the spring of 2022. But my professor and the department said I should be fine. That, the admissions letter is just a formality at this point. But I like to prep for the worst case scenario, so fingers crossed for me, guys, okay? So things going with it. Then I have one of my good college friends, Sai. Which plant is the biggest drama queen? Is one question. And I would have to say my domino peace lily, my spathiphyllum. That little girl is a drama queen. The littlest of dryness in its soil, and it's just like, oh, I can't do it, and just drops. That is the most dramatic plant I have. So much more dramatic than my fiddleleaf fig, which is so surprising. My Ficus lorata hasn't really stopped growing, but it has kind of slowed down. But leaves are still perky, it's nice and shiny, upright. I haven't had any issues with it, which I was very surprised. I thought I wouldn't be able to keep a Ficus lorata, but so far it's doing so good. It's my domino peace lily that likes to faint every few days, basically. Apparently, I don't water her enough. I don't know. But she's doing fine. She always perks right back up. But that is my biggest drama queen. And then the other question Sai asked me, could you style your hair to look like any of your plants? Now, I know that my hair has grown out a lot, but I don't think I have enough hair to do that. And it would be kind of hard because I think I would have to color my hair, and I kind of don't want to do that. Okay, that's why I do really want to color my hair. I've been dying to color it. However, I'm just too nervous. I have a lot of it, and I don't want it to get ruined. But I will, if I keep my hair long enough, Sai, I will definitely give it a go and see what happens. But that's if I keep it long enough. No, there's no, what's it called? Ugh, words. There's no guarantees. There we go. There's no guarantees that I'm gonna keep my hair this long or even longer for a very long time, but who knows? We'll see. I'm kind of digging the long hair look. Right, and then I have one more question from TFlash0910 on Instagram. How would you describe this last year for you? Well, granted, this last year started with a whole ass pandemic. So that was fun. It was very interesting. But that also let me focus on something else other than my day to day. And I think having that time of introspection and as well as having to be home and understanding, that I can't leave the house as much as I used to. I can't do this, can't do that. It did help me pour my extra energy into this particular show. So I am extremely grateful for that this past year. And overall, I think my year, I guess, would be best described as change. I became a podcaster, one. I am pretty active, more so on Instagram nowadays. I'm going to grad school, which also means that I'm unfortunately leaving my current job, which I extremely love. I work at a nature center and I love it, but for me, it's time to go to grad school. I've always wanted my master's, and I finally found a subject that I'm incredibly passionate about and want to make a career out of. And I'm excited to start that journey. Also started working multiple jobs again, which I haven't done since I left college. I work at a local pie shop. A friend of mine owns a local pie shop called Pie's the Limit. And I also work at a local queer bar called Wunderbar. And it's been so much fun just getting to interact with more people again and seeing that culture of going out again, seeing that blossom once more. It's been, yeah, this, I would describe this year as a lot of change, for good or for bad, whatever you want to call it. But there's been a lot of things that are different about my life, about me, about my career. So I think that's the best way to describe this last year. It's change. So, thank you for the questions. And thank you, everyone, that asked me a couple of questions for this week's anniversary episode. Oh, God, it's still so weird that I'm at a year. Oh, my God, I actually really never thought that this was going to happen. So, let's talk about the next incoming year. So, I thought about doing seasons. I really did. I thought about doing different seasons of the show. But I kind of really like the approach that On the Ledge, Jane Perrone does, where it's just, I'm just gonna keep shelling out an episode a week, take some time off, and then just keep shelling out some episodes. So I really enjoyed that aspect because I feel like there wasn't such a time constraint or something like that. And with how much change is going through my life, I figured, you know what? Let's not focus on seasons and let's just focus on content and just put out whatever I want, whatever I want to talk about, whatever that I find and see online, or whatever you guys even want me to talk about. So I don't think I'm going to do seasons. I'm going to go on and just keep pulling out episodes and taking a break if I have to, you know? I've got a couple of awesome ideas in the works in terms of topics I want to talk about. I had sort of a little creative moment, if you will, A couple of days ago, I went on a walk and just, boom, had a couple of great ideas. I want to talk about, accessibility in the plant community. And that could mean multiple different things. So that could be a def that could definitely be a long episode. I want to talk about sustainability. I want to talk about grow lights, even extra floral nectaries. I feel like that is a topic that is so specific, but I get a lot of questions on from my friends. They're like, oh, my plant is doing this. I'm like, oh, it's fine. You're okay. I also want to talk about plant apps because I have a certain disdain for a certain group of plant apps. I won't spoil much after that. I also want to talk about semi-hydro and LECA, personally, because I have always been interested in the aspect of it, but I've never fully dove deep enough for me to be like, I want to convert something to semi-hydro. But that also ties into having several guests on this show. There's a couple people that I still have yet to ask if they can, talk about something on the show specifically, but there are a couple that are on the way. I'm not going to spoil any names, not just yet, because some of these I have already. All right, cool. We are going to chat on this day. We're going to record on this day. Done. But I still don't want to spoil it. But there's a couple that we're still hashing out some ideas. So sit tight. I do have quite a few amazing guests coming onto the show, and I am so super excited for it. Oh my goodness. I think this next year is going to be full of a lot of amazing topics and people. So I can't wait to show you guys what's in store. Lastly, I want to talk about a giveaway. I partnered with a certain special someone who has been on this show before, Stacia. Stacia, thank you so much for helping me out on this planty giveaway. I know we've had a couple of headaches with these plants, but luckily we got a beauty for this amazing giveaway. And thank you again for helping me out for my 1 year anniversary. I wanted to make it special for not just me, but for everyone else. So I love you, Stacia. Thank you so much for helping me out. And we have found a beautiful plant. We are going to give away a philodendron pastozanum. So I've always wanted a pastozanum, and I've never had the opportunity to get one or anything like that. But Stacia is a beautiful human, and she likes to keep an eye out for me in Florida. And you also know, she's a propagating queen, a propagating queen. And so every once in a while, I could sort of dip into her selling when she's selling on her Facebook and stuff like that. And so luckily, me and her spoke about it, and we are, like I said, we're gonna give away one of these beautiful philodendron pastozanums. And so now that this is out there, I will post a picture on my Instagram probably tomorrow, on Monday, just so like people get a chance to listen to this, and then I'll post the picture on Instagram. And for you to actually be eligible, you need to tag a friend and then share it for an extra entry. Each friend that you tag on the post is going to be a one single entry. So it is basically standard rules of a lot of Instagram giveaways. But I was thinking maybe I'll just, have the rules set only on here and not post it, but I don't want to be mean. So I will definitely post the rules as well on the giveaway. And again, a huge, massive thank you to Stacia for helping me out with this giveaway. I love you, and all the love to you, really. So that's it, guys. 1 year. 1 year of the Plant Nook podcast. So I want to thank you so much for listening. If you want to connect, head to the Plant Nook Podcast on Instagram. Or you can send me an email, theplantnook@gmail.com. You can also head to anchor.fm/theplantnook to find out other ways to support the show. And you can also check out the merch shop. You know, get a Plant Fam t-shirt or get a TPN t-shirt, what have you. But, you know, rock that Plant Fam pride, all right? So thank you again for everything. I really appreciate you, Plant Fam, and I love every single one of you. Have a good rest of your day, and to another year, from my friends, to another year. Bye! The music you heard in this podcast is called Hard Fought Victory from Purple Planet Music. And now, a word from our sponsor.